Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha happy hour. You can give me a little Earth, Wind, and Fire to kick it off. I'm all good, man. My group. Funky Buddha Tap Room tonight. Watch a little Thursday night football. Tomorrow night, watch a little Miami Vatek. Saturday, I mean, you got college football all day. Sunday, pro football day. Monday night, got Miami and Tennessee. You watch it at Funky Buddha. Wear your gear, your aqua and orange. They have specials if you're wearing Finns gear during Dolphins games. Also have happy hour going on right now at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Happy hour every Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30 p.m. $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, and $6 to $8 bites. So it's always a good time at Funky Buddha Tap Room. Gonna hunker down tonight, have a little maybe a Funky Buddha, and watch some Thursday night football. Going to keep an eye on the Weather Channel, see how things are going. It is coming down sideways in Boca right now. I don't know if you've had any squalls come through, Davey, but it was sideways during this commercial break.
Those damn feeder bands?
Yep.
One hit about an hour ago, and it was stupid.
Yeah, it's...
So my big push with my wife, because she called me. She has the kids out. She called me. She was like, hey, is it raining now? I was like, yes. Yeah. She was like, it's raining over here. I said, let's go swimming. Because it's already raining, let's get in the pool and have a good time. I don't know if that's a great decision, though.
I always question the people who want to go, like kids who want to go swimming in the rain. I get that because every kid does. An adult who suggests let's go swimming during the rain, I don't get that.
Huck, it's already water. It's rain, and it's like it's a different dynamic. I think it's a genius idea to swim in the rain.
Well, certainly not genius, because everyone can't have a genius idea. Like, genius ideas are, like, one idea that no one's ever thought of before. And I don't know if you look at any of these beach cams. I mean, there's a bunch of dopes out there swimming in the rain and the storm. So to call it a genius idea, I think it's actually the opposite of a genius idea.
Really?
Yeah.
No, the ocean is unpredictable. My pool is very predictable.
Now the weather's unpredictable, though.
But so, it's just going to rain harder. Like it's going to rain harder.
I'm going to side with it being a dumb idea. You can call it a genius idea if you want. I think it's the opposite of a genius idea.
Everybody stays inside when it rains. Let's go swimming. I think it's perfect.
It's cutesy. That's cutesy. So it's like, oh, everyone stays inside, so we have to be different. It's cutesy.
We don't have to be different. It's just it's raining. Let's go get wet. We're gonna get wet anyway. Now it's raining. Now we're gonna. I'm swimming tonight. You can go to hell.
I think the Crowders are being a little bit cutesy here. A little cutesy.
I'm swimming tonight.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Tomorrow, again, abbreviated show. We're gonna be on from 2 till 3:30, and then you're gonna get the Canes pregame show. The line is still 18.5 for the Hurricanes game tomorrow. We will start out with headlines from Dan Day. By the way, Solana, I mentioned earlier, he's at a bachelor party, and they flew up to exactly where the hurricane is going to end up going, like Asheville, North Carolina. But I've sent him a couple of things. Like I have the North Carolina, the National Weather Service from their urgent message. This will be one of the most significant weather events to happen in the western portions of the area in the modern era. Record flooding is forecasted and has been compared to the floods of 1916 in the Asheville area. That's where Solana is, at an Airbnb where he can't get any service. He can't get any Uber service because no one's going out in this stuff. And so they've got no food. I don't think they have any drinks. I saw another thing. That's literally a catastrophic flooding and landslides alert for the mountains and foothills of North Carolina, which is where I believe he is. So thoughts and prayers for Solana, who willingly flew there last night.
Did he bring his kayak with him?
Maybe he brought his kayak. He can kayak all the way back to South Florida, Jimmy. He can come all the way back.
You know, my dad lives in North Carolina, but he lives on the west.
Does he know that there's a storm coming? Because he doesn't pay much attention to, you know, the news and stuff.
He's a lot smarter than Solana, so he's out on the Outer Banks. He's by the, you know, by the Atlantic. He's out that way.
Hmm.
Hey, Daddy, I hear the hurricane's coming up there. It's bad storms. And I text him three paragraphs. We good, Chan, is all I got back.
Yeah, no, if he's to the east, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, he said he's fine. We good, Chan. That's what I got back after telling him, you know, the squalls and it's already 120 mile per hour winds. We good, Chan.
That's what I keep getting from my son because he's, you know, like University of Tampa, they evacuated all the dorms and stuff, but he's got an off-campus apartment this year. So him and his friends are just there. And I keep sending texts and tweets like the heavy stuff is coming or whatever. Hey, how's everything? How's everything? And I don't get any responses. And then I'll get a, it's not raining. And I go, well, okay, but it's going to, like, have you charged up your phone? You know, oh, good idea. Have you watched a second of the news? Like, you haven't thought to charge your phone?
Those hurricane parties in college?
I remember my freshman year when I first got to University of Miami. I think it was Hurricane Floyd, but it fizzled out. But holy hell, I thought like that was my first experience with a hurricane, and it was just a big giant party, and rain never came. It was never rainy or windy, just a huge party. And I just remember thinking, like, these hurricanes are great. Like, this is just an excuse to party.
Tell DJ send me his location. I ain't got nothing to do this weekend. I know something going on in town.
He'll be up there. And they haven't had classes since Wednesday. No classes tomorrow. All right, let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Dan Day, who's filling in for Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
If you do have electricity, try to tune into the Giants-Cowboys game. It kicks off at 8:15 from MetLife Stadium.
Yep, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to bet on the Cowboys, as we had decided yesterday, and then I kind of hesitated because of Rob Pizzola, but Danny Cannell has just talked me back into it. So I'm betting the Cowboys tonight. I think I might bet that Malik Nabers over, like you suggested.
I got the Cowboys and I got Malik Nabers.
I gotta see what that's at. What'd you say was that? Like 70?
It was 70. I got it at 70 or 70 and a half, I believe.
Let me see. Player props, receive. Yeah, 70 and a half.
Yeah, so I got 70 and a half Malik Nabers and I got Cowboys minus 5.5.
How about Dak? Over under 259 and a half yards.
I don't bet money on Dak.
Daniel Jones, 201 and a half.
If I don't bet on Dak, it ain't no way in the hell I'm going to bet on Daniel Jones.
Well, you need at least 70 yards from Daniel Jones and all the Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers is going to have 18 targets tonight.
I'd be right.
It's that Malik Nabers is awesome. He can be wide open and still have to make the most acrobatic catch to get the completion from Daniel Jones.
Oh, his over-under on completions is 6.5. Malik Nabers, receptions, 6.5.
I might want to parlay.
That's not targets, that's receptions.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
Speaking of bets, Hawk, you mentioned it. 18.5, that is how much the Canes are favored over the 2-2 Virginia Tech Hokies tomorrow, Hard Rock Stadium, starting at 7:30.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be betting the Hurricanes on that one. I'll just bet them. Danny had said in the last segment, take the Hurricanes team total if laying 18.5 or 19 doesn't work for you. Team total, what did I say it was? Like 30.5 or 36.5? I forget. But I think I'm comfortable laying up to 20 points tomorrow night.
Let's hope you're right.
It's 18.5 on the Hard Rock app. And Miami total points 35.5.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that over.
I like both of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Panthers, they got under some exhibition action in Orlando yesterday, 8-7. They lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They continue exhibition play tomorrow in Carolina, supposedly, 6 o'clock against the Hurricanes. Then the Hurricanes are coming here, 6 o'clock Saturday.
All right. Panthers season, regular season, opens October 8th. I believe we will be broadcasting live there. That's a Tuesday night, just a couple Tuesdays from now. Like, that's crazy.
We got action, Jack.
It really does feel like the parade was a month ago.
It does. The whole season feels like it just ended, and then the parade. But, man, it is just a couple. Because they sent me, you know, when do you want to do the live broadcast, you know, at the Amerant Bank Arena. And so I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, October 8th? Like, that's like two Tuesdays. Like, not this coming Tuesday, but the next one. That's crazy. I don't know if I'm prepared to put on my hockey clothes and sit in that arena. Like, I'm still in summer mode, even though it's not summer anymore. But that's like, that'll be a wake-up call.
I'm ready to get one of them damn turkey sandwiches.
At the Carvery.
I'm ready to get one of them turkey sandwiches.
You know, that dude's ready to get back to work.
What?
Loves it there, yeah.
My man.
Wasn't it the last time you guys were there, Hawk? You walked in some water, and for some reason your socks got wet, and someone bought you new socks?
Yeah, there was a lot of rain, and my socks were soaking wet, and so I just had my bare feet out. I was waving my socks around trying to dry them off, and there was a guy there at the arena, heard me talking about it on the radio. He went down to Pantherland. He stole a pair of socks for me.
<It's> nasty.
Maybe he bought them, but the place wasn't open. I'm pretty sure
it's because he got them little shoes, Dan, that have holes in the bottom. Them old ass Nikes he wears everywhere.
I like my feet to breathe.
That's nice. Next week, I do remember you're not exaggerating that you were talking on the radio and waving socks in the air while you were speaking.
I was trying to dry them out. It's the worst feeling in the world when your socks are soaking wet. And it's freezing in there.
Just nasty.
I agree. Get some drainage at that parking lot.
Next week, the Dolphins can open the 21-day practice window for Odell Beckham Jr., who is currently on the PUP list. The Dolphins also, they signed defensive lineman Neil Farrell to the practice squad, and they are going to be playing the Tennessee Titans Monday night, 7 o'clock at Hard Rock Stadium.
Aight.
Couple more football notes. FAU, they host Wagner Saturday at 6, while FIU is at home against Louisiana Tech Saturday at 6.
Okie dokie.
Marlins lost their 100th game of the season last night, falling 8-3 to the Twins. They play the Twins.
A lot of losses.
It's a lot. Play the Twins again tonight, 7:40. Then they close out the season 3-game series in Toronto.
Very good.
On to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It's continued rain on and off here in South Florida with winds between 25, 35 miles an hour. The wind gusts can be up to 50. We're under a tornado watch till 8 o'clock, a flood watch till 8 o'clock, and a high surf advisory.
So don't go in the pool.
The pool.
Hurricane 5 o'clock advisory for Hurricane Helene came out. So winds are 125 miles an hour now, sustained to category 3. It's moving north northeast at 23 miles per hour. That's good news. If it's moving at a fast clip, then it gets in and out quicker. Mm-hmm. Next advisory will be at 8 p.m. And obviously we'll keep an eye on it.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. You know what they did instead? They charcoal mellow every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 45% by volume. Jack Daniels Distillery, Louisville, Tennessee. Jack Daniels on the 7th of February 2020. Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
Man, we jammed a lot of football talk into today's program. I wasn't lying when I said we had college football stars of yesteryear, and they all played in the NFL too. Didn't DBJ? I know he was drafted. Did he play in the NFL? Yeah, he played in the NFL. Dan is saying.
Yeah. DBJ is a man.
Yeah. So we had Gino is excellent as always. Danny Cannell was on with us, and Don Bailey Jr. We gave him some lines to work into the broadcast tomorrow night. Just for bleeps and giggles on Bet Online, which is where Danny Cannell was courtesy of. Bet Online has the team Bill Belichick will coach week one of 2025.
Cowboys.
The odds on favorite right now. You want to guess?
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. So yeah. Tonight. Like, you know, I could see him coaching the Cowboys before the season's over if their season really goes south. So tonight, McCarthy might be coaching for his future.
Hawk, if they lose to the Giants primetime, McCarthy's
going to be hold to pay.
Yeah, McCarthy's out of there.
Yeah, so Dallas is the odds-on favorite at 1-1. Jacksonville Jaguars for Bill Belichick are 6-1. I could see that. Because I think he knows the value of a quarterback as much as I've picked on Tua this, on Trevor Lawrence this week. At least he'd be going into a situation where he has a good quarterback.
Hawk, we've talked about it. This damn Doug Peterson, I don't know why everybody believes he's a great coach.
Doesn't look like it to me.
Hawk, I'm perplexed at this Doug Peterson thing.
And the Eagles are 6-1 as well for where Bill Belichick could end up.
Whatever happened at the end of last season, if something went down.
Yeah.
I've asked questions. I actually talked to Jalen Hurts yesterday when we were in New York. I don't know what happened, but something happened last year after they went like 9-1, and then they just crashed.
And if something like that happens again, Bill Belichick will certainly be in play there.
Yeah, I think Dallas, though.
Dallas would be, for me, odds on favorite, and it is there on Bet Online as well. Yeah. Zach Krantz is coming up tonight, and then Thursday Night Football, that very game, the Cowboys and the Giants. You can hear it on this radio station. Crowder's got a message about Delaware Chicken Farm, and then we're going to wrap things up here for the night and hand it over to Zach.
Yes, you're watching football tonight. Y'all watching football. You're watching hockey coming. Football's coming. It's already here. The basketball's on the way. Listen. You have to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. You have to get over there. Delicious food, the lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, the poultry, duck, turkey, the lobster, the shrimp, fish, the alligator. And they have all three Crowder powder flavors, all the blends that you can get right there. I'm telling you, you get the most delicious, fresh food at Delaware. You got the best seasoning. You can make it happen. And the sides. They have sides made in-house daily. If you don't feel like cooking, man, get you a burger, a sandwich. Fried chicken is delicious there. Broasted chicken. They have conch salad that is amazing. They have buffalo chicken dip and the smoked fish dip. I have some in my refrigerator right now. I love the smoked fish dip. Y'all know it's the best I've ever tasted. Y'all go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. See what you want. When you find out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available, but they're bringing it right out to the car for you because all they want to do is what they have been doing since 1951 in the Hollywood, Florida area. What I've been blessed with for 21 years now, because I got down here in 05 and I've been going to Delaware for a long time, and that's just get delicious food back to your tailgate, your watch party, your family dinner, romantic dinner, your pool parties, your weddings. Eating by yourself. Who doesn't want delicious food? If you are eating, get it from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, get your Crowder powder and tell them Crowder sent you.
Very good. Everybody, be safe tonight. And be careful if you're out driving or whatever. You never know when a little squall can come through. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you, abbreviated show, mañana.
Go swimming.
You need
that's all, folks.
You need. Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.